So
see
they're
there.
gonna they're gonna record this and broadcast it?
They're gonna use it in research. Yeah, yeah. Well, so don't say anything nasty, okay? Okay. So that's it. We can talk now. So how's it been going?
Oh, real good.
Oh yeah.
Just got back 5 minutes ago from the farewell dinner.
Oh yeah. Was it sad?
It was.
Huh?
We all cried.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, was that a good group, this last one that you went
in? It was real good. Yeah.
Really?
A lot of fun.
Oh, good. Good, good. Well, any highlights? Tell me something. Been
well,
cold, huh?
got a lot of snow.
Really?
And it was 5 degrees this morning in Churchill.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, my gosh.
And at noon, it was up to 9 degrees.
Oh, my gosh. I barely missed it, didn't I?
Yeah. So it was pretty cold. And it was real windy, too. It was like 30-mile-an-hour wind. So.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Well, what's it like in Winnipeg right now?
Well, it was a driving snowstorm when we landed.
Really?
They had to take on extra fuel,
uh-huh.
Made an extra stop en route to take on fuel in case the airport was closed and we had to go to an alternative airport.
Yeah.
So I hope to get out tomorrow morning.
Well, I hope so.
Guess I need to call the
airport. Supposed to leave at 7 like I did?
Yeah.
That same route? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Gosh. That's a tough one. That is so tough. Yeah. I forgot to tell you this, but I ran into somebody I knew in the Chicago airport.
Oh, really?
Isn't that funny? Robbie Moreland, do you know her? She's a writer here in Little Rock.
Yeah, for Arkansas Times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah
she was in the Chicago airport, and she looked at me, and she kept going, I know you, Donnie. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
She's on her way to Rhode Island. So anyway, we chatted for a long time. That kills some time. Cause
yeah.
But, you know, it goes by pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. So Chicago airport's so big. Oh, gosh. But anyway, so tell me, did you see any more wild animals?
Well, yeah, we saw just a chance of a lifetime sighting with ermine.
Oh, really?
Which is the least weasel. And
uh-huh.
They're about 6 inches long and with about a 6-inch long tail. And they're solid.
Now, how did you see that? That's little.
They're solid white with a black tip on the end of their tail. And
uh-huh.
He just caught a vole. And he was running around with this little mouse in his mouth. And they just run like 90 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
It's like the Roadrunner, you know, zip, 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 zip.
Yeah.
So I really hope the pictures I got of him come out.
Oh.
I got, you know, like maybe 2 shots of him.
Yeah. Well, that's neat.
And so we had some real good polar bear activity. Found a mother and cub.
Oh, wow.
And so, let's see. Then saw some real good play fighting while we were at the bunkhouse this last time.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It was either too far away to really photograph much, or it happened after dark.
Mm-hmm.
And just watched it right outside the window by the spotlights.
Yeah.
So that was pretty dramatic.
Wow, that sounds neat. Well, I thought about it every day. It was quite an experience.
Mm-hmm. And Sylvana said, say hello to you for her.
Who?
Sylvana.
The one at the hotel?
Yeah.
The one that doesn't like it there?
And I don't know, a half a dozen people said, well, we sure glad your wife came. Say hi to her. It was all over town that my wife had come with me.
Well, I guess we better hurry and get married.
And Carrie sent back another little gifty that I hadn't opened yet. But
oh, really?
She sent it by because one of the other people that work in the office came in to do the tour. Their sales marketing person.
Uh-huh.
So he brought a gift for us from Carrie, something else.
Well, what is it?
I don't know. I hadn't opened it yet.
Oh, well, don't open it then. I haven't used the chocolate spoons. I'm waiting on you.
And I got another chocolate buffalo.
Oh, did you?
From the hotel. Yeah.
Well, let's take that one to the office. They deserve it after what we've been through the last few days. Hey, I deserve it. I've had the worst week of my life, I think. I think I've really bit off too much. But
really?
Well, I've worked 7 days straight, like 10 and 12 hours,
mm-hmm.
And I am exhausted. I hit bottom really bad tonight at 7 o'clock. I finally finished American Country.
No.
It's done. It's finished. It's in the mail. So, anyway, the first issue, isn't that something?
Yeah.
God. But, you know, I just half-assed did it. I think it's going to be okay, though. I think I did a pretty good job.
Well, how did the sales go on it?
Oh, well, you know, Andy could have put me out of business at the rate he was going, but me and Diana pulled it out, you know. And I told you she got, no, I haven't told you all this, but University Mall
yeah.
bought inserts in it and the free press, every issue of both.
Well, good.
She bought 33,000 inserts. It's George. I'll let you talk to him in a minute. Just let me have some time. So anyway, yeah, they bought 33,000 inserts. They were desperate to get rid of this thing that was fixing to be outdated. And
yeah.
So the marketing person's a real good friend of ours, you know. And she just said, I'm going to spend this money. So she gave me $1,700 worth of inserts.
Well, good.
So that helped. You know, I ended up giving away a lot of ad space in it, though. But it looks good. I gave Books a Million a full page. You know,
mm-hmm.
I gave people that it would help, you know.
Yeah.
And I gave Aristotle a full page and Books a Million and Aristotle. And, oh, it's going to look good. Like computer stores will really look at it seriously with Aristotle in there. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And at the last minute this afternoon, we sold another ad. It was great. It said Dance America. I clipped this ad out that said Country Dancing.
Yeah.
And Diana Collins. And then he called back and I talked to him. And he said, man, that sounds like something I got to be in every issue. You know, mm-hmm. It was so cool.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, I think it's going to be the hottest thing that ever happened. I actually think I broke even, you know.
Well, good.
I really do. I was adding it up in my head. I got 900 from KDuck, and I had to spend 750 on the editorial.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that left me with 150, and then I did 700 on the inserts, 5, 7, 8, 1,500. Yeah, I think I just barely broke even. So I think it's about $1,600 that I've brought in over and above the editorial costs. So I think printing will probably be about $1,500.
So you made $100 off of it for your time.
Oh, no, I had to pay production. So, no, I mean, if I broke even with no more than Andy did,
mm-hmm.
That's one reason why it's been so stressful this week. I'm getting rid of him, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. like, almost immediately. Like, I should have got rid of him Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But he kept saying he was bringing in this money and doing this and that, and he hadn't done anything. And I'm so stressed about it. You know, I don't like to fire anybody, but I just realized how much he's held me back and
mm-hmm.
and how much of my money I've spent just, you know, for nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's out of there. And I hired a new girl. God, I hadn't talked to you in a week, have I?
You did, huh?
I hired a new girl. Oh, and she is great, too. I taught her how to do, well, she knew how to do paste up. She's a journalism student.
Mm-hmm.
But she's another college kid just like Scott.
So she's Scott's friend?
Yeah. She's dating a friend of his.
Mm-hmm.
And she's from Stuttgart, and she went to high school with Steven. Isn't that funny?
Oh, really?
They didn't know each other that well, though, but they were friends. And she's a blonde, looks real outdoorsy, doesn't wear makeup, just right for us, you know. And she's
mm-hmm.
waiting tables at night at Buffalo Grill. And she's real sharp. She's been coming in a couple of hours in the afternoon the last few days, and she starts full-time next week. So, yeah, I just realized how desperate I was because Diana's going to be gone, you know, for almost 10 days,
mm-hmm.
week after next, to go see her new grandbaby. She had a girl.
Yes, she did. Huh?
Yeah, real pretty baby. She had it last week. And so, you know, I just realized I better move fast. And she was really hot, you know. She
mm-hmm.
wants to make money. She's like Scott. She's got all these student loans staring her in the face. And she hadn't found anything she wanted to do. She was fixing to go to work at Alltel selling mobile phones and just was cringing at the thought, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And her college degree was in journalism, so communications and journalism is the second. So.
Well, good.
Yeah. So anyway, she's neat.
Huh? It's remotely related, huh?
Yeah. Her name is Natalie, and she's 22, and she's real tall. So anyway, she's neat. I really like her. So anyway.
So you're going to get her on the street selling, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, at the end of this month. I'm going to go ahead and let her start selling classifieds and stuff next week.
Mm-hmm.
But I want her to learn a lot. I told her American Country was hers. Like, I taught her layout today, and
mm-hmm.
we did all kinds of stuff and paste up. And I even got her brushed up on a few of her computer skills so she could fill in some holes. And we just finished it up together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of nice. So anyway, yeah, things change fast, don't they? I had a 4-hour interview with her Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason why I'm so tired. I didn't get Sunday night off, you know. I worked about 4 hours during the day Sunday, and then Sunday night I interviewed her, and that was grueling. But I decided I was going to know everything about her,
mm-hmm.
and I was going to try to shock her. So, I didn't want any Kelly Prince crap, you know, and I didn't want any, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't want anybody And she loves the Free Press. Just loves it. It's been a reader. I mean, she was even quoting stories.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. So, thank goodness. So, anyway. So, that's the deal. Oh, and you've got an interview, if you want it, with Dale Chihuly Saturday.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. At Bella Arte, you're going to get to go to lunch. Mm-hmm. Linda Palmer has set this up. You know, when I meant to call over there, I feel so bad because I thought, God, they got all these famous people coming in. And like they've told me for years, mm-hmm. they never have anybody interested to interview them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I, God, when she called, I said, oh, no, I know George would love to interview him.
You bet.
I mean, love
it'd be
it. So, yeah, it'd be a lot of fun. You can probably get some, I mean, you can probably get a lot of mileage out of it. Probably active mm-hmm. years would want it, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, but he's pretty darn famous, and Molly's still doing her workshop with him Saturday morning.
Okay.
So, yeah, and that's going to be fun. And they said for her to bring a pair of plain tennis shoes over there, and he's going to paint all the kids a pair of tennis shoes. So that will be a real collector's
yeah.
item. So that will be fun. So, you tired?
I was real tired for a while, and then, boy, I just dropped into a deep well of sleep on the way on the airplane. And
yeah.
Coming in to land, it wasn't for, but, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
The stewardess woke me up, straightened my seat back up. But yeah, I think I'm going to go to bed by
yeah.
10 tonight.
Yeah, you better, gosh.
Yeah, get up so early. Get up at 5. Was that?
Yeah, it's a long day, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And that is, I tell you, when the minute you get there, you go ahead and go through customs or go get in that line.
Yeah.
I sat on the side and thought, oh, well, there's nobody here. You know, there's.
Well, I told
people.
You not to do that.
The I know. I was so tired. I was like, oh, God. And you know what? This guy kept saying, well, when you get on the other side, there's nothing there. You know, there's nothing. Like,
yeah.
No bathrooms or anything. So I thought, well, shit, man, I won't be on the other side of that line for 2 hours. I didn't realize that it took you that long to get through anyway. So, but I got through and was going to the plane at 10 before it took off. So I didn't have to sit on the plane at any time at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. 10 minutes and we were in the air.
I squirreled.
And they served a really good breakfast.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, a real good breakfast.
Well, I've got, they gave us another fruit basket.
Oh.
And it's full of grapes and kiwis, so it's kind of uh-huh. nice. And so I squirreled away from the bunkhouse. So.
Yeah.
A big muffin from Gypsy's Bakery. And,
oh, good.
And an apple, so I figured I could.
Did y'all ever go to Gypsy's to eat?
No, but I went in there a couple of times. This one lady just has this incredible sweet tooth, so we walked down there, and she bought a whole sack full of pastries and just kept saying, and I give him one of those, too, and him one of those. And
oh.
Ended up going to the bunkhouse with this sack, about 4 or 5 different eclairs and just,
oh,
you know,
my God.
Brilliant. And a soccer cake.
My.
So,
did you get good tips this last time around?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not as much as last time.
Oh, too bad.
It was reasonable.
Well.
I mean, it was only 11 people.
You know what I figured out? You had enough money to buy us?
What?
One of those great bathtubs.
A right. bathtub?
Yeah.
Honey, I'm buying a camera lens with it.
Oh, I thought you were going to buy something for the house. You just said you were going to buy a rug. Are you sick?
Huh?
Your voice just sounds a little hoarse.
I might be a little hoarse from talking, but.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Yeah. Well, 30 minutes is a long time. We've only been talking 12 for 13.
You got the hourglass going.
Yeah, I got my time clock here. So anyway, well, the kids are exhausted after Halloween, so I'm gonna put them to bed any minute. They should have already been there.
Oh, they have a big Halloween party.
Yeah, the other group had a great one. I went in there last night. Everybody's limboing down, so mm-hmm. I had to go work, and then after I went to the party and partied with them for 30 minutes, then took them home and came back to the office. It's been like that, and honey, I just really need you. You know what I have been through this last few days? I had Autumn sick one day.
Oh, no.
And then I had Molly sick the next. It was like each a one-day thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Autumn was okay. I just came home once and checked on her, you know, because
mm-hmm.
she didn't mind being by herself. But Molly didn't want to be by herself. And I couldn't take her to the office. So it was one of those, like, the most stressful day because I needed to be there. It was yesterday, you
mm-hmm.
know, and nothing was going right on the Free Press. Nothing was going right on American Country.
couldn't make Autumn stay home and take care of her?
Well, you know, I wished I'd have thought about that. But Autumn really wanted to go to school, you know, because of mm-hmm. being Halloween and everything.
Yeah.
So, and Autumn, Molly ended up getting better. She slept almost all day. And then went to school last night for the party. They told me if she just went home and slept. I actually took her to school, and they called me to come get her.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so
she got well enough to go Halloween partying.
Yeah, it's some kind of little one-day stomach virus, but neither one of them really got the full effect of it. So it's over. They really did. I mean, they just both felt really bad. Molly had a fever, but neither one of them ever threw up or anything, which everybody else was. So
yeah.
Those
things are horrible when they start going around.
Yeah, they are, and I'm glad that they had a mild case. So anyway, and I ate my jar of jalapeno relish and tried to stay away from them.
Tom brought a jar of jalapenos, so I've been eating them every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I've been eating lots of them. I made some relish Sunday, so I've been eating lots. So, well, I can't wait to get home. So, let me tell you this new plan at the airport, okay?
Okay.
The airport has tight security now because of terrorism, and they say it's never going to change. It is so screwed up out there.
At Winnipeg?
No.
Chicago?
In Little Rock.
Oh, in Little Rock?
Little Rock, okay. This is all because of the terrorists that bombed the World Trade Center, okay?
Yeah.
Well, you can't, you know, down there where you come out, where I'm always parking and coming in to get you?
Yeah.
You can't park there
anymore.
Can't
leave your car anymore.
No, you can't walk away from your car, and you can only be there for 10 minutes, and it's so screwed
up. But just sit out there and wait.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. So I won't be inside, okay? Mm-hmm. And you arrive at 3:10, so probably what I'll do is just pull up about 3:20.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that I don't get run
off. Well, you have
the girls? Well, no. Tomorrow's their day to stay till 6.
Oh, okay.
They really want us to come get them, though, as soon as you get there. Well, you know, I could go get them right after school. They'll stay and watch the news. They need some downtime. But anyway, I'll let them decide. I just told them you'd be with me when I pick them up. Cause
you can
really
send them in.
Huh?
You can send them in and circle it.
Yeah, really? That's true. So you might see them, but if you don't, just come on out. Because
yeah, well, I'll have lots of bags checked. My two bags checked, so I'll have to pick them. Hopefully they'll get there at the same time I do.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. Let me just plan on being there at 3:30 then.
Okay.
You know, because really, it's just ridiculous. I mean, I was so mad, and it really, I ended up having to sit there for an hour because I didn't know the plan, and Phyllis had parked on the other side of this parking lot and had walked in and sat at the other end of the airport down by the elevators like 5 minutes after I walked out the other end. So we missed each other. Her and the kids were sitting way down at the other end because she didn't know my flight number or anything. And so anyway, it's a pain. Everybody was just so pissed off about it. And these policemen were just saying, well, you might as well get used to it. It's never going to change. You know, and I thought, my goodness, let's get over it. Get over it. It's pretty pathetic. And I didn't even deliver papers there last week because I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I mean, they're vicious. They won't let you stop, you know. You cannot leave your car. So.
You have to take two people with you.
Yeah, that was it. I never had anybody. I mean, I wasn't going to pull somebody away from the office for 30 minutes to go help me deliver two bundles of papers or three bundles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what I'm going to do. Gosh, it's a hassle. So.
Give it to the cops and tell them to take them in and put on the. They'll probably think it's a bomb hidden inside or something.
Well, that was another thing. I'm not sure if I even want to walk in with it. They'll probably want to check everything out. I don't know. The whole thing is so funny. I mean, it's just peculiar. I don't know. I feel like we're living in a police state again or something. Well. Anyway, well, that was so weird about Quebec. I mean, gosh, man, it's getting wild. Have you been keeping up?
Yeah. It was in all the papers today.
Yeah.
Half the paper was about the no vote.
Yeah, well, last night on CNN, that was a large portion of it. I've been
racist comments the guy made.
Oh, yeah.
Premier.
I know, it's crazy. But, we'll see. You know, he did resign.
Oh, he did?
Uh-huh, yeah, he did. He resigned. He's leaving after this session.
Yeah, well, they...
Okay, well, come here and say hi to him real quick, huh? They what?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of editorials about how the true reason for the wanting to secede was finally revealed, that it wasn't, you know, it was ethnicity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they
did. What, did they want to secede and then tighten their immigration laws or something?
Well, they said they just, you know, were a sovereign culture and they want a sovereign nature, but it comes out it's just the French don't want the whites or the Indians in their cities, you know.
And that's something. Hmm, that's really interesting. Well, the girls want to say one word to you, so
okay.
Here.
Okay.
Make it quick.
Hi, George.
Hi, sweetheart. How are you doing?
Fine. What time is it there?
Same time as it is there.
Oh, how boring.
Do you have a good Halloween?
What's the temperature?
The temperature? Oh, it's about 10 degrees.
Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit.
Well, that's a little different than it is here.
And it's snowing.
Tell me what the temperature is here today.
It's 70 here.
70?
It's 80.
80? God, I can't wait to get there.
It's nice.
You know what it was this morning?
What?
It
one?
5 degrees.
I was close.
You were close, yeah.
Okay, I love you.
I love you too, dear.
Oh, Molly wants to talk now.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Molly.
I miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Were you Frankenstein? Were you
yep.
a good Frankenstein?
Yep.
You were.
Nobody knew who I was.
Oh, really? You fooled everybody, huh?
Yep.
Did you get a lot of candy?
Yeah.
Did you eat it already?
Yeah.
You didn't get a big rush from eating so much candy?
No.
Well, did you save, you didn't save me any.
Huh?
You didn't save me any.
I still have candy.
I do, too. Mm. I'll bring you a candy bar.
You did?
Well, if I don't eat it on the airport, I'll bring it to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow afternoon. You're going to... I guess, I don't know whether you'll pick me up at the airport or whether we'll come after I get up. We'll just have to see.
After I love you.
Well, I love you, too. And I'm just going to give you a big hug when I see you.
Yeah. I can't wait tomorrow.
I know it. Oh, I'll tell you. No, well, I won't tell you. I will tell you something. Don't tell Autumn.
Okay.
I got one of those chocolate buffaloes. Remember?
Oh.
Remember Dottie brought home?
Uh-huh.
But I think Dottie wants to take it to the office this time.
Oh.
Too bad.
Okay.
I love you. Let me talk to Dottie.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello.
All right. How we're doing? We still got...
We got 6 more minutes.
7 minutes.
7-8 minutes.
Or something,
like that.
Yeah.
Hey, 30 minutes goes by fast. So.
Yeah.
So this phone call's free, and I'll get $10 for doing it,
mm-hmm.
and that'll pay for probably half that phone call the other night. So I might come out okay on this deal. I don't know. Anyway, so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your roommate? Is he in there, too?
Yeah.
Yep. He's just laying right there. Is he exhausted, too?
He's writing his postcards.
No. The day before he leaves.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh,
well,
huh?
I've got one I hadn't even written yet.
Oh, I hope it's not to me. No. Oh, well, anyway. Well, I can't wait to get back.
The girls get their postcard yet?
No. Oh.
Well, I mailed one was almost a week ago.
Nah, they haven't got them yet.
Or maybe it'll come tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if he gets there before I do.
I kind of doubt it, especially since we'll pick them up before you come home.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely won't. So, anyway, well, I hadn't done a damn thing to the house, so I feel real bad about it. But I've been real busy. I did put out new magazines. And, you know, you can kind of see what I've been doing.
Is the Arts Chronicle ready to... do something with now?
Oh, kind of, you know. I mean, I hadn't been able to think about it, and Diana and Scott are working on it. We haven't sold the back cover yet,
mm-hmm.
and it's just about to get on my nerves, but Scott's got a few hot prospects, and we're going to close it out Friday and figure something out and get the
mm-hmm.
cover done and have it to the printers Monday morning. So
good.
You'll get to see the cover, so it's real neat, and I think I've gotten everything done on your list, so... It's just I hadn't gotten back with Michael on anything because I didn't even have the cover done. You know,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of like what I want to get done first. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's being so cheap, you know. We've offered it to so many people that surely somebody will jump on it by Friday.
God, this is the Christmas season. I'll sell
it. Oh, I know, but you wouldn't believe how many salespeople there are crawling all over this town, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I guess so.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's true. You know, it's just so much. We just, you know, we're just going to have to get in those budgets for next year. And that's kind of, people think their budget's a year in advance, so many big people. And what's the deal is that we will, you know, be in a lot of budgets for next year that we just haven't been in this year, you know. So, you know, all we have to do is land one big department store or something.
Mm-hmm.
And on the back cover, every issue, and we'll have it made. And we're really going to get on that, you know. It's going to be Dillard's or Cones or somebody like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get them sooner or later. But, oh, well, the Times is really, you know, out there being aggressive. Oh, you know what? I've got a lunch date tomorrow. Oh, I went to see Bob Dylan.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I saw Bob Dylan Monday night, yes.
Did he say anything you could understand?
Well, actually, he talked a lot to the crowd. People told me he never does that.
Well, when I saw him, he never even made eye contact.
Oh no, he was very chatty. It was weird.
Oh, really?
Everybody said that was so unlike him. But his band was one of the best bands I've ever seen.
Oh,
I mean, they played the mandolin and steel guitar, and oh my gosh, it was wonderful.
But he did the best rock and roll I ever heard when I.
Yeah, his band's the best. I mean, so it didn't really matter if I understood him or not. I didn't even care because
yeah.
His band was really good. Yeah, so I took a break. I worked till 1 o'clock in the morning, and Kelly Franklin came down to help me do it. And Henry Combs said he had 6 tickets that nobody wanted to go to Dylan. So he grabbed 2 guys sitting in the restaurant, these guys in ho-hum, and then he came down and got me and Kelly. And then we all went down there and stayed for an hour, you know, and then I had to come, me and her had to get back and work, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was kind of glad I got to see him. That was fun. But what else is going to, oh, tomorrow I'm going to lunch with the guy, Terry, that did our boxes with Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been doing the graphics for the Times for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking him to lunch tomorrow because they finally did something creative at the Times. I think they changed their whole cover look last week.
Oh, they
They're
did.
Really trying hard to compete with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the deal is that he's finally got some experience, you know, because he was pretty much amateurish about newspaper stuff. But now he's got a lot of experience behind him.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him at Dylan, and I asked him, you know, how things were going, and he doesn't really like it over there that much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that I started adding it up yesterday, and what's really happening is Neff's totally incompetent, number one.
Mm-hmm.
He made this deadline a nightmare, okay, for everybody involved. But the deal is that I think it's time I had somebody full-time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can justify it now with what I'm going to have to spend on. Yeah, with 3 publications, it's full-time. And I can pay somebody fairly well, you know. In fact, I wish to heck me and you could do that. I mean, it's almost a shame to have the highest-paying job there, something we can't do. So it's too bad we couldn't do it and save the money, you know, and pay ourselves. But I'm about ready to pay somebody, you know, good money to come in there and just
good.
Be.
Yeah, it's
time. Well, it is, and I, you know, but the deal is, it's, you know, well, lots of things. I need a big power Mac and a full-time person, and that person has to, you know, will be the keeper of the computer. Nobody else will get on it, you know. And it'll probably be just the best thing I ever did, you know, but I've done what I had to do to get to this point, so. And now I'm there, so we'll see. What, Molly, go to bed, honey. No, we've only got 2 more minutes to talk anyway, so go into bed. You've already said goodnight.
I love you real quick.
Just, I heard you tell him already. Molly loves you.
Let me tell her.
Okay, hold on. Here he is. Come on down.
He wanted to talk to me.
Yes, he did.
Hi, George.
Hi.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I miss you.
Well, let's do something tomorrow.
I just wanted to say goodbye while Mom was talking.
Hey, brush your teeth if you're sleeping.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, sleep good. I'm glad you're well. I heard you were sick.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Love you.
Okay. She's chomping on gum. Oh, man, this candy situation around here is a nightmare. Too much. So, anyway. Well, we've only got a minute or two, and I know you got to get up early, so.
Yeah, our time's up.
Yeah, so I'll see you at 3:30 tomorrow.
Okay, you'll be out on the curb?
Yeah, yeah, you just come on out.
My car?
Yeah, I'll come in. Yeah, I guess. I don't, yeah. Well, right now, I've only got your car.